Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Obviously, as we get you ready for the Browns-Giants game on Sunday, the big news today. Well, it's been, honestly, for the last 2 weeks, I think it was last Thursday was the first time Miles did not practice due to this foot injury. And at the time, Miles said, I'm going to be good to go, just kind of got to work through it. And then last week, I think during the Jacksonville game, if you watched it, you saw it affecting
him. I think when he spoke Friday last week was kind of where my antennas went up a little bit, because he basically alluded to the fact that this was going to be something he was going to have to manage. Like, he used a word like, I don't remember exactly if it was manage or whatever, but he just said like, he said something about like, yeah, just something we have to, you know, keep an eye on, something we have to watch. And it was just like, so if he's talking like that, that tells me this is something that isn't just going to like heal and go away and he's going to be good in a couple weeks because they're not going to practice him during the week. This is like, no, he's going to be laboring out there during games and it's just going to be about like a pain tolerance thing and can he finish and all these different things. And so, yeah, I now that it's now he's expounded on what the problem is, I think it's even more concerning.
Well, and it's funny, like, just, oh, hey, was bad enough for me not to practice for a day. Well, it's a Thursday practice.
Right.
Right, or it's a Wednesday practice. Like, okay.
And he usually gets a vet day off anyway, yeah, so it's like, okay, whatever.
But now that he's spoken on it, it's so funny, man. Like, initially, he had said, that's something we got to deal with down the road. Then we hear him talk today, you wonder how far down the road is. Here is Miles answering questions today and kind of walking everybody through the foot injury.
I mean, I guess we'll see when we get there. Don't feel 100%, but feel good enough to go out there and make a difference. So we'll go out there and do that. Hopefully, you know, in the next couple weeks, you know, things will continue to get better until it's not something that's bothering me as consistent as it is. So just, you know, trying to stay on it and manage things as they are right now. The records don't matter when you step on the field. Both teams got 0 points, and you do get out and see what happens from there. So, you know, everyone is desperate to win. Doesn't matter what your record is. So we're just as desperate as them to make a name for ourselves, to make a statement, and start streaking ourselves. So they have something to prove just like we do, and we got to come in with that mindset, you know, throughout the entire 60 minutes, if not more. When I'm out there and I'm consistently out there, obviously, you know, you get tired, you know, you're going back to back to back. But, you know, the warmer I get and the more reps I get, it starts to feel, you know, more comfortable. And then, you know, you kind of, you know, once you start to, you know, sit for a little bit in those lulls, then it kind of gets cold and, you know, things of that nature. So it definitely helps for I'm not taking, you know, too many plays at a time. And, you know, that's just, you know, better on my body, you know, for the long term. But it's also, you know, good to be out there for a little bit and to make sure I get warmed up and I feel like I can move.
Miles, are you able to disclose yet the exact diagnosis of your foot?
Feet and no.
Feet?
Something like that.
Things where, you know, after the season, you'll have to sit down with medical professionals and your doctors and see if there's any kind of a procedure or anything that could help you?
Talked about it, but, you know, that's something that we'll probably talk about further, you know, down the line. It's not, hopefully, you know, the pain and everything else is something that, you know, we deal with and it goes away. But, you know, the issue itself is something that I'll probably, you know, have to deal with for, you know, however long I end up playing. So it's just about managing that and playing through it.
You had surgery when you were young on both of your feet. Is this just an outgrowth of dating all the way back to something like that?
Something like that. Not completely, but, you know, it probably has something to do with it from that those events.
So that didn't make you feel too much better.
Yeah, is it bad that my mind goes to, like, all right, so last week it was just, I missed one day, we got to manage it, to now this week, and then Sunday we saw him, you know, noticeably taking plays off. And then, that was the wrong way to word it. He wasn't taking plays off. He was not playing.
Yeah, coming off the
foot.
Field, yeah.
And then this week it was, well, hey, it's actually both feet, and I might need surgery at some point. So what's lurking around the corner going into week 4 in terms of this injury? Because we all know how the Deshaun thing came out of nowhere. Is it going to be like Tuesday morning we wake up and the Browns are announcing that Myles Garrett's having double foot surgery?
Let's hope not. I mean, you know, you're always looking for what are the things that can hold you back, what are the things that can slow you down, and I don't know it gets bigger than this other than Deshaun's shoulder. Yeah. And, you know, it's one, again, I, like,
I mean, I'm gonna be honest. I think like if this was to be something that like ended his season or something that he needed surgery and he was gonna be out for an extended period of time, I think that's a bigger deal than the Deshaun shoulder thing last year. And I think because of what the Browns did after that, like we saw that they were able to still win because of the framework that was in place. And obviously, like even when Deshaun first got hurt, like he played a really good game against the Titans. And then he goes out after the Ravens game, and it felt like he was turning that corner. But it wasn't like he had played so well in the six games we had seen that we were like, oh, if they lose this guy, the season's completely, you know, over. We kind of felt like if they could, you know, navigate things and the defense was so good, maybe something could still happen. This feels like losing Miles, like, he's the key cog in this machine, I feel like across the board. So I just think it would be a bigger deal and a bigger blow to this team to lose him than it would Deshaun at this point.
So on one hand, I want to make sure that we pay the proper respect to the idea of what losing Miles for any amount of time, longer than a game at a time, how much that more pressure that puts on the Browns and how harder it is to win without Miles. On the other, I mean, I felt the same emotions everybody felt listening to that, which were panic. And at the same time, like, it is a football team. And this is, if you can overcome a quarterback, your starting quarterback coming and going, you can overcome anything. And so, like, do I think it's the next great challenge for Kevin Stefanski if this becomes an issue that is insurmountable for Miles? And all of a sudden, you know, hey, down the road becomes 2 weeks from now? Absolutely. But at the same point, like, teams lose their best players, or quarterbacks or otherwise, all the time in the NFL, and still are able to be competitive. So I'll go back to the idea that if you can win without your starting quarterback, and by the way, they haven't had a 16, 17 game starting quarterback that was healthy since 2020, and they've gotten to at least been respectable the two next years, and then last year were an 11 win team. If you can do that, Miles feels insurmountable. It shouldn't. No, nobody should be insurmountable in the game of football.
And I want to be clear, like, I'm not trying to, I don't want to be like hyperbolic just like in the moment. I'm just saying, like, if you asked somebody who's the best player on the Browns, they would, I think, resoundingly say that the answer is Myles Garrett. And it's also like the way that Jim Schwartz talks about Myles Garrett, comparing him to like all-time greats. Like, he's the guy that you go into a game and you plan for, he's going to mess things up. How do we eliminate that or limit that to the best of our ability? I don't know that teams are like going into it like, yeah, we feel like Deshaun's really going to mess up, because I think Deshaun's a fine player at this point in his career. I don't know that he's still like he's not Patrick Mahomes where like you fear him and everything revolves around him. But I think that is the case with Miles, which is why I just think it's a bigger deal. I'm not saying that losing him isn't insurmountable. I also think the drop off to like other positions, like who's next in line, matters. And like Miles to what? Obo Okoronkwo becoming like a full-time every down player.
Don't forget Za'Darius Smith. He's good at the football.
Well, Za'Darius would be out there anyway, but I'm saying like whoever would step in his role, because whether it's Za'Darius moving over there or whatever, but they move Miles around so much, there's not really like an assigned spot, I guess. But like the difference of being like Deshaun to Jameis, like what's the drop off there versus the drop off from Miles to the next person in line?
I think if I was Andrew Berry, because of what you're saying, if I was Andrew Berry, I would make a quick call to Joe Douglas in New.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
New York and say, you got an edge rusher who's not reporting. You guys are cross. He seems to be done with you. You got a third rounder, or you gave up a third rounder to get him. We'll give you a fourth rounder for your inconvenience and see if you can make that happen. I would call about Hassan Reddick right now. And I wouldn't wait to figure it out with because I'd rather have the problem of, well, I just paid Hassan Reddick and Myles Garrett's actually healthy now. I'd rather have the problem of, how the hell do I get Hassan, Zadarius, Alex Wright, Elijah McGuire, and Obo Okoronkwo and Miles on the field at the same time than trying to have to make that trade or make that decision if Miles does, if this becomes more severe.
I do think Perry probably needs to be sort of proactive on this, whether it's Hassan Reddick, which maybe is like the pie in the sky scenario.
How's that pie in the sky? You got cap, you got collateral. If you were willing to give up a third and Amari Cooper for Brandon Ayuk, I don't think it's pie in the sky to make that call for a third or fourth round pick.
I don't mean like it's impossible. I just mean like that's like
the peak.
Like the highest you can get is like, okay, let's go get Hassan Reddick. He's like the best guy that could potentially be available because he's not reporting to the Jets.
I've gotten higher than that.
But like, obviously, I think there has to be a contingency plan here, like just in case, where he's at least putting some feelers out there and sort of laying the cards on the table of like, here's some ideas or options if Miles were to go down and be lost for the season.
I mean this with the utmost amount of respect because there are a lot of really good football players. You don't replace Myles Garrett. If it comes to that, you don't hypothetically replace him with somebody's with Marquise Haynes. You don't replace him with somebody's third, who's the kid in Philly that just has been, Bryce Huff, who's been the pit so far this year, filling in for Hassan Reddick. You don't. If you even think there's a 10% chance, a 20% chance, that Myles Garrett is going to have to miss serious time this year, it is Hassan Reddick. That's the guy. And that guy's out there. In another 3 weeks, that guy might not be there. I think that's the other point of this, of, you know, the deadline really for that is the trade deadline, because the Jets are either going to want to get something for Hassan, whether it's a player or something else, because, you know, his contract does toll for next year, and that might make Hassan a little bit more likely to then accept, you know, some sort of contract impasse to get him through the time. So I think this is a rare time where there's a player out there, your best player's hurt. And by the way, Hassan Reddick has been best in this kind of system. You know, I don't know that's exactly what Philly runs, but that's a 4-3 defense, a four-down lineman-based defense. I just think it makes a hell of a lot of sense. Might sound more panicky than your thing, but I get right there.
It makes more sense. I was off of your point on, like, you're not going to replace Myles Garrett, and you sort of being like, well, it's a football team. They should be able to survive without him. I'm just saying, like, if they go into it with the philosophy of like, well, hey, if we can get somebody, and then maybe you're splitting the reps, like it's Obo, it's whoever you get. I understand you're never going to replace Myles Garrett. That's why I think it's a more significant loss than anything. I'm just saying, if you can't get Hassan Reddick and you're trying to find sort of something to get you through the season, because to your point, you're just trying to kind of survive and hope that Azarius Smith stays healthy and you still have other options on the defensive line, then maybe that's the route they go.
216-474-0092. Myles Garrett admits it's both his feet, that this is a long-term recurring thing that could impact and need surgery down the line. I don't want to say panic. Would it be time for the Browns to make that call for specifically Hassan Reddick, knowing that you don't know where Miles' health is going to be down the road?
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.